Welcome to another one of my tutorials. I'm sorry that this is another button tutorial, but, you know, kind of running out of ideas, so this is going to be a tutorial about how to make, like, a button similar to, like, a Mac button. So first we're going to open up a new image. Just leave it at the default. Doesn't really matter. Okay, now I'm going to fill in this black and take your square select tool. On your square select tool, select rounded corners. And on your radius bar, scroll it up to 100. This will allow you to select a rounded corner rectangle. Now take your gradient tool and select like a cyan, or however you pronounce it, cyan, blue, turquoise, whatever. Not really gonna fuss about pronunciation too much. Okay. Foregrounds to background. Okay, so that leaves us with an aqua type button. And now we need to add the highlight. So I'm going to make a new layer. Actually, let's add something else first. Okay, so I'm still alpha to selection on this, or rather I didn't do anything. I'm still selected on this. I'm going to select a fairly decent sized circle and a fairly darker color, and press shift to get a straight line and put a straight line in that, then go filters, blur, Gaussian blur, strong blur, make sure it's a strong one. Okay, now as you can see, that doesn't make much of a difference, but it will. Actually, that may have been too strong of a blur. I'm gonna tone it down just a bit, like a 50. And there you see it's much more noticeable. Now take the square select tool, and while pressing control, select the bottom half. Oh, whoops, I'm still on rounded corners. And while pressing control, select the bottom half. This will eliminate the bottom half as part of your selection. Then take the gradient tool and select foreground to transparent with white as your foreground color, and then stroke down. So far we have a Mac button. Select none. I'm sorry, I need to be in a new layer to do that. I forgot. Stroke down. Okay, select none. So we have an OK Mac button, but have you ever noticed how Mac buttons kind of curve their highlight? So to do this, and I got this off of the web, I will list the actual place where I got the idea to do the perspective. I will list that in the description, because I don't learn from people. Let's see here. Yes, right. Okay, I think that's about right. The perspective tool is kind of tricky, because you have to maneuver it exactly to get it right. So I'm just going to go ahead and go transform, even though it may not be perfect. See, it's not perfect. And actually, on the highlight, I'm going to blur that a little bit. Not that much, just a little. Okay, then I'm going to tone the opacity down a bit. Okay, now, as you can see, this looks pretty good so far. It's up to you to move the highlight at all. You can just leave it how it is, but this looks like a pretty signature Mac button so far, although it may be lighter. I'm not exactly sure on the colors. Now, for the text, I'm just going to type in icy button. Actually, icy, that sounds stupid. I'll get sued for that. Icy button. Even though not enough people watch my tutorials to really care, but I like to think people do. And we're going to apply a basic reflection to this icy button. So just duplicate the layer. Okay, now when it's duplicated, select the vertical flip tool, or the flip tool, and select vertical. Click on that layer. Click on your duplicated layer, and then move your duplicated layer beneath your real layer. Now on your duplicated layer, it will no longer be a text layer because we flipped it. Right click on the layer icon and click Add Layer Mask. White, full opacity. On the gradient selection, you now have a black to transparent gradient. We're just going to make this black to white. And just scroll up and select. Actually, rather, I'm just going to flatten the image. Okay, so just merge down, merge down, merge down, merge down. So now we have a button with reflected text on it, and you can add other features such as a drop shadow. But first we need to go colors. Oh, hold on. Shouldn't have merged my text into that yet. Colors, color to alpha, then select black as your color to alpha. Now to add a drop shadow, merge this down, duplicate this layer, and on your duplicated layer, first move it behind your actual layer, and just move it a bit like that. Then fill your duplicated layer in with black. Whoops, I'm on fill similar colors. You want fill whole selection. Okay, hold on. Alpha to selection. Okay, fill whole selection. Select none. Filters, blur, Gaussian blur. It depends how big your drop shadow is, how much you want your blur to be. I'm just going to put mine up at like a 22. And so there you have a drop shadow back, and to further demonstrate that so you can see on your YouTube screen, because I know it's very tiny and irritating to see. And there you have a drop shadow. In addition, to make your drop shadow lighter, you can also adjust the opacity. And there you have a pretty good looking icy button. I can't call it a Mac button because then I'd probably get sued. So thank you very much for watching this tutorial, and by the time of it, I have to go back to school tomorrow. Of course, I probably shouldn't even be mentioning that on YouTube. Well, thank you very much for watching this tutorial.